This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. A state mandate has Tuscola County District Courts looking for new equipment in order to keep up. District Judge Jason Bitzer is requesting approval to purchase two special scanners for his court's operations to help comply with state standards. Earlier this year, the Tuscola County District Court, as well as all districts in Michigan, were mandated by the state to use the MI file system to file civil matters. The MI file system is a statewide filing system that provides for the electronic submission and serving of documents in Michigan courts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without requiring a physical trip to the courthouse. That new mandate by the state is time-consuming for courts to scan the documents. Bitzer explained, quote, "Converting to this emailing system has been a substantial undertaking for my dedicated staff as well as myself. The work necessary to convert fully to this e-filing is still ongoing." He also noted there are still several thousands more documents that have yet to be scanned. And another local and regional news for today. A former Sanilac County farmer has been inducted into the Michigan Farmers Hall of Fame. Tom Duran is the farmer who will be inducted. And although he now farms in St. Clair County, he was a longtime and well-known Sanilac County farmer. Over the years, Duran had dedicated himself to making the corn industry better for all farmers. He previously served on both the Michigan Corn Growers Association and on the Corn Marketing Program of Michigan, and served as president of the marketing program. Besides serving in the corn industry, he's also served on the Michigan Sugar Company Board and on the Greenstone Farm Credit Board. In 2012, he received the Michigan Sugar Company's Outstanding East District Citizen Award. The Michigan Farmers Hall of Fame began in 1982, and each year since, the farmers who have set high standards in production, agriculture, helped to promote the industry, and have served their community, state, or nation, have been inducted into the Michigan Farmers Hall of Fame. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
It's starting to get colder outside, and that means you need to make sure your car, truck, or SUV is in tip-top shape. This is Tyler Hansen. Remember, Al Hansen Motors is the only used auto dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. This week I have a clean 2014 Ford F-150 Supercab 4x4. It has a 5-liter V8 and is equipped with Bluetooth, full power, and cloth interior. With only 100,000 miles and virtually no rust, come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,980. I also have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It has heated seats all around, cooled front seats, a backup camera, leather, full power, front and rear park assist, power tailgate, power rear window, navigation, remote start, and a 5.7 Hemi V8. With 88,000 miles, I am asking $28,780. Looking for an SUV? We have a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive and has heated seats, heated steering wheel, a backup camera, Bluetooth, lane keep assist, collision detection, and remote start. It has 45,000 miles, and I'm asking $24,980. And if you need something less than 100,000 miles for under 10 grand, I have a 2015 Ford Escape. It's all-wheel drive, has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. With 92,000 miles, it's only $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will travel to the United States this week for talks on the potential U.S. provision of long-range weapons. He spoke a day after U.S. President Donald Trump warned Russia that he may send Ukraine long-range Tomahawk missiles if Moscow does not settle its war there soon. Zelensky said a meeting with Trump could take place as early as Friday. The Ukrainian president said he would also meet with defense and energy companies and members of Congress. Tomahawk missiles would allow Ukraine to strike deeper into Russian territory. Zelensky also seeks more protection for Ukraine's bombarded electricity and gas networks. And SpaceX has launched another of its mammoth Starship rockets on a test flight. The 403-foot Starship thundered into the evening sky Monday from Texas. The booster peeled away and made a controlled entry into the Gulf of Mexico as planned, with the spacecraft skimming space before descending into the Indian Ocean. It's similar to the previous test flight in August, which scored a success following a string of explosive failures. SpaceX's Elon Musk intends to use Starship to send people to Mars. NASA cannot land astronauts on the moon by the decade's end without Starship. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.